Masechet Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Het, will continue listing Kedushah, holiness in higher levels, now getting into Yerushalayim and the area of the Beit HaMikdash. Har HaBayit itself was 500 by 500 Amot and was surrounded by walls. The courtyards of the Beit HaMikdash were within that area and they were also surrounded by walls. Surrounding the courtyard walls, there was a 10 Amma wide area known as the Hel. You could sort of reference what we spoke about in Masechet Midot. The Hel was enclosed with a wooden fence called the Soreg. To the east of the courtyard was the woman's courtyard, which was 135 by 135 Amot. The courtyard itself, the main courtyard, was divided along its length into different areas of holiness. The first area was the courtyard of Israel, which was 11 amot from east to west. Then there was another area, which was also 11 amot across, known as the courtyard of the Kohanim. After this was the 32 amah section with the outer Mizbeach. Between the Mizbeach and the main building of the Beit HaMikdash was an area of 22 amot. We'll begin by explaining how Yerushalayim is holier than the walled cities that we discussed previously. The area within the walls of Yerushalayim are holier than the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, even though both Yerushalayim and the walled cities have the status of Mahane Yisrael, Yerushalayim is holier than them, as the Mishnah will explain. She'ochlim sham kodashim kalim, u'ma'aser sheni, that we're allowed to eat kadashim kalim, korbanot of lesser holiness. There are two types of korbanot, kache kadashim and kadashim kalim. Kache kadashim have to be eaten by kohanim inside the Beit HaMikdash in the courtyard. And kadashim kalim could be eaten even by non-kohanim anywhere in Yerushalayim. So but kadashim kalim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim and not other walled cities. And ma'aser sheni as well, the second tithe, which is taken during certain years and has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim, but other walled cities it cannot be eaten. Har HaBayit mekudash mimenu, the temple mount is holier than the rest of Yerushalayim. She'en zavim v'zavot nidot v'yoldot nichnasin l'sham, because a zav, a zava, a nida, and a yoledet, the woman who gave birth, are not allowed to enter into that area, but they're still allowed to enter the rest of Yerushalayim. Ha'hel mekudash mimenu, the hel, that small area that we described, which is 10 amma wide, right before right beyond the courtyard walls, is holier than the Temple Mount. She'en goyim utmemet nichnasim lesham, a non-Jew, and anyone who's tameh is not allowed to enter that area. Tamemet, somebody who became tameh from a corpse, but they're still allowed to enter the Temple Mount. Under the laws of the Torah, a person who came into contact with a corpse is allowed to enter Mahane Leviyah, but Hachamim decreed that they're not allowed to enter into the Hel and beyond that. The idea of a non-Jew entering is also midrabanan, not from the Torah. Hachamim said that non-Jewish males automatically have the status of a zav, and females have the status of a nida on a rabbinic level. So even though the Mishnah ruled that a zav and a zava are not allowed to enter the entire Beit HaMikdash, the Har HaBayit, Hachamim were not strict with a non-Jew, and they treated them like a person who was tamemet. The rabbis wanted to give them the opportunity to pray in the area of the Beit HaMikdash, so they allowed them up to this spot. Ezrat Nashim Mekudeshet Mimenu, the courtyard of the woman, the Ezrat Nashim, is holier than the Hel. It's also part of Mahane Leviyah. It was surrounded by a wall that separated it from the Hel. She'en Tvul Yom Nichnas Lesham. Tvul Yom is not allowed to enter there, even though they're permitted to enter into the Hel. Tvul Yom, somebody who dipped in a mikveh to remove the Tum'ah, but they're not fully Tahor because nighttime has not yet fallen. Under the biblical law, a Tvul Yom is allowed to enter Mahane Leviyah, but Hachamim made a decree where they're forbidden to enter the woman's courtyard, even though they could enter the rest of Har HaBayit. Ve'en Hayavim Aleha Hatat, but those who are Tameh are not obligated to bring a Hatat, if they wrongly entered the courtyard. A hatat is only brought for unintentional violation that would be punishable by karet if it was done on purpose. Here, they entered the woman's courtyard in a state of tum'ah, it wouldn't be karet because it's only rabbinic. So therefore, there would be no hatat if it was done by mistake. Ezrat Israel mekudeshet mimena. The camp of Israel is as the status of the Mahanesh of the where the camp of the Shekhinah was is holier than the woman's courtyard. She'en mehusad kippurim nichnas lasham. Mehusad kippurim is not allowed to go into there, but he's allowed to enter the woman's courtyard. The spot here we're talking about here, the Ezrat Israel. If a person was tameh with certain types of tum'ah, the tful yom, and they dipped in a mikveh, and nightfall arrived, but they didn't bring the proper korbanot, then they would be forbidden to enter this spot. They're forbidden by Toralo to enter this spot, even though his level of tum'ah was greatly weakened by the fact that he already went to a mikveh and the nighttime has fallen. The idea of the fact that he didn't bring the korbanot he had to bring still disables him from entering the Ezrat Israel. Ezrat HaKohanim Mekudeshet Mimenu. The Kohen's courtyard is holier than the courtyard of Israel. She'en Yisrael nichnasin l'sham ela b'sh'at tzarchehem. That Israel, or non-Kohanim, are not permitted to enter there unless there's a need for something related to korbanot. L'smicha l'shehaita l'utnufa. They have to do semicha, they have to lean on the animal, they have to do shehaita on the animal, or for the waving, the tinufa, of the various parts of certain korbanot. That's the only way they're allowed into that spot. This is also rabbinic. By Torah law, there is no restriction. But Hachamim said, Israelim are not allowed to enter that spot. But they would be allowed to enter the encampment, the Ezrat Israel, whenever they wanted to. So that's why here, the Ezrat HaKohanim is stricter than the Ezrat Israel.